could tell he was a little cautious early on in that football game once Jordan Mason went out. And early on his runs, it just looked like he was just trying to protect the football, trying not to make a mistake. And so they went away from him for a couple minutes. And then went back to Patrick Taylor Jr., who I thought ran hard yesterday. Had a good catch in the pass game, one catch, 9 yards. But on the run, in the run game, I thought Patrick Taylor ran hard, fell forward. And I was like, all right, these are some tough yards. Then he got nicked up, and Grindel came back into the football game. And Shanahan mentioned Raheem Mostert after the game, saying he's just a hair slower than Raheem Mostert. Well, I got Raheem Mostert vibes on that big-time run late in the football game to kind of ice it there. That run, the way his form was, I was like, wow, look at I don't even think he got the top-end speed on that play. Garrido could be a factor, and I see what the hype is all about. Now, he's had some injury history so far in his rookie tenure, but he was very, very solid yesterday. I thought the running backs ran hard against Seattle.
Well, if we've learned anything about just football, the league, as great as CMC is, yep, and I get it, he's an unbelievable player, and you never want to take him off the field. But boy, if you could just find a way, and it's tough because circumstance, game, mm-hmm, the flow, there's a lot of elements that you're juggling all these things at once on the sideline.
Yep.
But if you could find a way to just work in Mason and work in Garrido, I'm looking at this situation right now with the Niners, and I'm saying to myself, if CMC can come back even a little at any point right this year, Mason and CMC, well, who's got a better running back than that?
Well, now you got Garrido, who's got experience on the big stage there in the moment where they absolutely needed him, because Mason went down yesterday with a shoulder injury, and we all thought, damn, who's the backup? What's going on here? Was it a stinger? And he doesn't play late in the second half. No, smart by Shanahan with 2 games in 4 days. You don't want to wear Mason out. This mini bye is going to be really good for him. Get him some fresh legs. Let him just chill and get off his feet for a little bit. But working in Patrick Taylor Jr. and Isaac Garrido. Now, they're probably going to be bringing a running back next week. Anyway, just to be safe, they're going to have to bring in a running back. Maybe you call Matt Breida. Maybe it's Keyshawn Vaughn off the practice squad. But there's something about Shanahan and Bobby Turner, the running back coach. The Shanahans and Bobby Turner, who've been together since the days in Denver, the early days in Denver, they know how to get running backs prepared for their moments, man. And there's not a lot of drop-off in the run game when it comes to just pure rushing. Bobby Turner, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, they know what to do with running backs, man. That's what position they got down.
They've missed on some mid-round running backs, but they've always found a guy in the same season that they missed someone. You know what I mean? It's so odd how they figure it out. Let me ask you another draft question, because I'm watching the game, and the kicker signed out of nowhere was brilliant
Matthew
yesterday.
Wright.
Now, I don't know if he was injured on that final play?
Yeah, he was injured. He went to the locker room.
So what? Did we get any update?
He's banged up, and he got a mini bye, and you may have to bring in another kicker. Who knows?
Great.
And they gave him that whack-ass number 35 number.
I think he chose that whack-ass number.
That number was terrible. On a kicker 35?
Well,
oh,
when I say 35, what do you think of? I'm the Niners.
Dexter Carter.
That's the first name I think of.
Oh, man.
1990 first-round pick, Florida State.
Yeah.
But you know what,
he has the same birthday as me, September 15th.
There is an element as I'm watching that kicker kick a bunch of kicks, and I see Chase McLaughlin still in the league, and he's been pretty good this year. And I get it. If you draft the right guy, you have him for a decade. But it's hard for me to sit here and justify taking a third-round kicker in Jake Moody when you can find unbelievable players that can help your team in the third, fourth. And you can easily miss. I'm not saying it's an automatic that you're hitting. But, God, kicker feels so replacement player level.
Moody's special, man. The distance he can kick from. And Moody had a great year season ago. I don't think he missed an extra point until the Super Bowl. I'm not mad at the kicker spot. I think, you know, Wisnowski, for example, we discussed this. Nobody's going to talk about Wisnowski today, right?
Yeah,
nobody's
going to
say.
I mean,
he was huge. He was huge yesterday.
Yeah, no, he was good.
Like David and SF yesterday called and he dropped off. And the caption was, Wisnowski is the X factor. And every time Wisnowski had a kick yesterday, a punt, and it got down inside the 10-yard line, I thought of David and SF. We didn't even take the damn call. And I thought, but this guy was onto something. He called him being an X factor. So that was big time yesterday. Let's go to Tony in San Francisco. Tony, what's happening? You're in the morning roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Man, what's up, fellas? It sure feels good, doesn't it? Oh, my God.
Feels great.
Feel the same way.
You know what's a crazy statistic? That we're still Seattle's up 30. to 22 and wins to losses. still, after all this time, they're still up in 8 games. We got to get that to even. We got to even up with them, man. We've got a long way to go still to be even with them. I just don't get it.
You mean crazy. All time?
All time, 30-22. They're still ahead of us.
Who cares?
Can you believe it? I do. I can't stand that they're ahead of us.
Oh, okay.
But it was awesome seeing, you know, that just get back to basics, right? It's all about the O-line. Keep those holes open.
Yeah.
Pound the ground game, you know, and then that pass rush was unbelievable. Bosa was a beast. Fred Warner was monster. That's how you win games, man. That was beautiful. I loved it.
That was beautiful. I'm going to get back to something that, JJ in Concord, because we all felt it. He talked about 23-10. He started feeling like, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. But how about the Niners? And I do want to give them credit for this. Special teams is one element, and I get it. And we're going to give out a jersey in just a second. 7:30, we're ready to go and win. We're going to go. You know what? We'll just do it right now. It's that time. 10th caller to the contest line at 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. You will win a jersey presented by Habba's Law, because Habba's Law always puts people in the best position to win. When the red and gold win, you win. So go ahead and call 415-523-4652. Be the 10th caller to call in, and you will win a jersey, my friend. Before we go back out to the lines, I do want to give the Niners credit for this. They don't give up the touchdown before halftime, which I thought was massive. DK's toe is barely out of bounds, like Kevin Durant, right? If his shoe size is a half inch smaller, maybe he scores that touchdown and it's 16-10 instead of 16-3. Or excuse me, 16-7 instead of 16-3. But it is 16-3, and the Niners come out and receive the second half kickoff. And I don't want this possession to get lost on anybody. They go 9 plays to 70 yards. 9 plays, 70 yards. You had some great balance there. You had the big play to George Kittle on the 29-yarder in which he's looking for contact. Instead of going out of bounds, he's looking for contact, and he's looking to run somebody over. Those are tone-setting type of plays right there. So you come in at halftime, and you score a touchdown. And you rectify the red zone woes right away, even though you run the ball on first and 10 from the 17. Even though you run the ball on first down there, you still score a touchdown. And I'm thinking to myself, 23-3, completely dominant, but you give up the kickoff return. Those are the type of plays that can lose your football games. So you go from 23-3. The crowd is completely quiet. Geno Smith is rattled. You're completely dominant, and you give up the 97-yard kickoff return. That's a bugaboo right there.
Well, it felt like a huge momentum shift.
Yep.
And you brought life right back into the game for them. Again, it reminded me very much of when Moody went. So they blocked the field goal last week, and D'Amino runs it all the way back. And then on the very next play, which is the kickoff, Jake Moody gets plastered, and you're seeing him hobble off the field. You could feel the air getting sucked out of the place. Like, oh, my gosh, we lost our kicker. This one was worse because you gave up a touchdown. Yep. And Chenault was sketch all night.
All night. Chenault, who we laughed at yesterday from Colorado.
Of course he ran one back.
Of course he ran one. I thought about that immediately.
Took the worst angle.
Mahoney, he might not be on his team next week. I mean, those are the type of plays that get you cut. When you're a fringe player and you're on special teams and your one job is to tackle and you miss multiple tackles, Mahoney may not be on his team next week. And I'm trying to be nice here. Brendan in Newark. Brendan, what's happening? Nice. You're on the morning roll here on 95.7 The Game.
What's going on, guys? I knew it was going to be a good week when my young daughters got to meet Patrick Willis over the weekend.
At his top golf event.
But last night was the first night that I saw what I would call complimentary football this year. Mm-hmm. You know, the defense was rolling. Fred Warner, an unstoppable force, first ballot Hall of Famer. Seeing George Kittle and Juszczyk both get in the end zone and then go celebrate with their wives, the dynamic and the personality of the team shone through last night. And it was really, really nice to see Isaac Rendo and Taylor get some realistic play in a game, not a preseason game, not a practice, but actually get out there, shake the rust off, get rid of the fumble worries for Isaac, and hopefully Mason's doing well and we can get right back into a winning way and knock off the Chiefs next week.
Absolutely. We'll get to the Chiefs all next week. It'll be Chiefs week. There's no doubt we'll set that up. But today we're going to enjoy. We're going to do our own 24-hour rule, Shasky, and enjoy this win over the Seahawks. Again, that's 6 straight wins over Seattle, folks. six straight wins. They've started to dominate this rivalry. That's and quietly, Shanahan, he lost playing up there to Pacific Northwest, or at least coaching up there. Purdy, so far, 3-0 up in the city of Seattle. They own Lumen Field right now.
There's been this thing in the Bay Area where it's like, young players, the tolerance level for mistakes is zero.
Yeah.
And I mean by the older media, and I'm just going to call it how I see it. And it kind of drives me crazy because it tells me that they've, A, forgot where they came from, yeah, where you have to kind of, you work know, your way chip up your the teeth ranks. A little, right? Yeah. You got to grind your gears a little. You got to go out and you got to sweat. And then, and B, it's like, have you ever played sports? Live reps matter. Live reps matter. And I look at all the great businesses. They right. talk about what their expenses are. And one of the great expenses for all the best businesses is we invest in people and training and learning mm-hmm. on the job. And when I see young players like Malik Mustafa make a play and Renardo Green and Darrell Luter, who's on special teams, and Bethune, who gets the recovery, and Isaac Arendo, who gets, because of injury, some opportunities, right. Dominic Pooney starting, and Jacob Cowan's returning kicks, I say to myself, it's like, look, if you like the player, okay, after you've taken them, if you don't like them, that's a different story. That I understand not playing them. But if you like the player, you got to stay pot committed to giving them opportunities so that after the first quarter, third of the season, you got something. And they have some live reps to build on. And so, yeah, it sucks that Jordan Mason got hurt. And it's unfortunate. But because of that, the silver lining is Garendo has gotten looks the last couple of weeks, and he got an opportunity to feel some rhythm. And then he gets this big pop, and now the kid can build on that. Renardo Green got, you know, only one snap on Sunday, but yesterday he played a lot, and now he's feeling good, and he makes an interception. Malik Mustafa played on Sunday. He's feeling good. He makes a big interception. Mm-hmm. Now he got hurt, and that sucks. But, like, when guys get an opportunity to showcase themselves, that's when they feel good. Whoa. So now week 10, week 13, you're going to reap the rewards of playing those guys early. And yeah, you're going to have some ugly moments. You got to be pot committed so that you can reap the rewards down the line.
You know what? It's such a good point. And I'm going to add to that. The one thing this regime has done very well in terms of Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and the Adam Peters and the Rand Carthons, but one thing this regime has done very well, and they have been committed to, is playing youngsters. Dominic Pooney is a starting right guard. He's a youngster, all right? Rookie. Once upon a time, Fred Warner was a rookie. And what happened with him? He started his first ever football game in the NFL, and he hasn't left the field since. Okay? So this is going back to 2017. Reuben Foster. Why did we fall in love with Reuben Foster? They played him right away. Even though it was an expansion team, they played him right away. C.J. Beathard got reps. We were able to find out who's good, who's not good at a very early stage. Akella Witherspoon found out whether or not he could play corner. Adrian Colbert. This goes back to 2017, their first ever draft and their first ever team. Then you move on to 2018. I'll go quickly here, Shasky. Mike McGlinchey. He played 5 years for the 49ers. Was it great? No, but he played. A youngster, Fred Warner, who I mentioned. Tarvarius Ward was playing big time snaps in a Super Bowl. All right, DJ Reed, who's now a good player with the New York Jets. They give him a shot, moved off him probably too early. He's with the Jets, turned out to be a good player. But the Shanahans and Lynches give these young players opportunities. Julian Taylor, the DN for Temple. Richie James Jr., right? We got to figure out. Marcel Harris. The next year, Nick Bosa, Deebo Samuel, Mitch Wisnowski, Jalen Hurd, Dre Greenlaw, who got to play that rookie year because of an injury, and he got ripped. So by the time the Super Bowl came around, Dre Greenlaw's flying around. And by year two, it's like, yeah, he's a linebacker to pair next to Fred Warner. How about Justin School? All right. How about Caden Smith? And then the list goes on. Kinlaw, Ayuk, Mikivic, Warner, Jennings. The list goes on in 2021. All right. Aaron Banks, he redshirts, but he plays his second year. Trey Sermon, you figure out early on, he's not a good running back. I could go on and on and on. The Shanahan-Lynch regime, they give opportunities to youngsters all the time. It's not like the Giants yo-yoing guys back to Sacramento, right? The Warriors, they've had trouble playing youngsters because you got a championship core. So it's been tough to play the youngsters, and the tolerance level's been short for a lot of fans, right? It's like, I don't know, they're making mistakes here and there. The Niners have allowed their youngsters to play through their mistakes at a very young age, either as a rookie or a second-year player. So give Shanahan and Lynch credit because they do give youngsters an opportunity to make the play, or opportunities to make plays.
And if you look at the league, like when you're balancing out your books, if you're going to pay Bosa and Warner mega money, You better have some rookies on rookie deals that are impacting, right? You got to have some cheap labor. That's just, I mean, this is a reality. You got to balance your books. So I'm looking at this defense, right? Just moving forward. And this is what I'm encouraged with by yesterday's game. Bosa and Warner, expensive, all-time players in their prime. D'Amore Lenore needs to get paid.
Oh, he will.
I am circling him. He is a stud. I think he's like he's a little younger than those other guys. Paid. But if I go with Mustafa Green and get Bethune back in there,
he'll
and
get then in there.
I'll get some flashes from Okawanu and Robert Beal. All right. I think I'm cooking with something. I think I've got a little something on defense. I think we're faster than we give credit for when you play the young guys. Yeah.